We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The harsh reality of things for Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers is that the last two times we've seen Ben at home, in the playoff game against the Browns, and yesterday at Heinz Field, he got outplayed by the other team's quarterback.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Now, we can talk around why that happened and who's to blame around Ben, and we can point fingers at the Steelers' defense not holding up its end of the bargain, I guess.
He used to be the guy who would win games by outplaying the other quarterback in this situation.
But twice, guys, Baker Mayfield and Derek Carr, who are not Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson, have come in here and outplayed Ben. And I do think now that fans are back and there are real home field advantages in the NFL again, that those kind of things are more tolerable. You lose to Derek Carr in Vegas. You lose to Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Those things are more acceptable when you're at home and you're still perceived to be an upper echelon quarterback. You can't lose to guys who are closer to middle of the pack at the position than they are the top of the league. I mean, would you disagree with any of that,
Not
Chris?
Not a syllable. That's actually what made his game in Buffalo, though I statistically it was very unimpressive. Like pedestrian, that's what made it impressive to me was that when it came down to winning time, he outplayed a guy who's seen as a top three or four guy in the league and is seen as better than he is. And then he followed that up by, you know, laying an egg in this one. I think that this offensive line is right now the preeminent issue for them, and it is the thing that is infecting everything else that they're trying to do on that side of the ball. I do. But I can't get the image of him out of my head of Ben Roethlisberger multiple times in that game against a, would you call the Raiders a mediocre defense still? Gus Bradley's working on them. They've got a good defensive line, but they are mediocre
to bad. Chris, they were
bad.
Historically mediocre bad defense bad. The last couple of
mediocre
years.
Mediocre to bad, right?
They're not bottom, great.
Bottom 10 at best in the NFL. Probably bottom 5 most years.
I think they're just trying to get to average and hoping that Derek Carr and the offense right. can carry the team to 10 or 11
like
wins
the Steelers
or
have
like
had done in a couple of seasons where Ben was at his
yeah,
peak.
When they had the triplets, when yes. they had the killer bees.
Okay, all right. So we're on the same page here. I saw him on multiple occasions yesterday look like he was ready to let one go over the middle, a place where I would like to see them attack, and then just pull the ball back like he doesn't trust his arm or what he's seeing or both. And if he's doing that against Jonathan Abram, who... his best talent is almost injuring his teammates worse by trying to pick them up when they're clearly all jacked up and messed up. If he's doing that against those guys, what's he going to do against Marlon Humphrey? What's he going to do when they see better defenses at some point this year? I don't know if it's confidence or if it's trust or if Anthony, who called last hour, who said the legs aren't there
Chris,
and
he's
not driving the ball.
Chris, he's 39 years old. This is how
Tom Brady's 44.
He's not Tom
Aaron
Brady.
Aaron Rodgers is almost the same age.
You know damn well that he's not either one of those quarterbacks.
Okay.
So don't
then
compare
we should probably
him
stop,
to them.
Then we should probably have stopped a long time ago.
Who's we?
The royal we in this city.
Not us.
The Steelers. No. Well, listen. Get on board in the second seat on the bus because I was driving it here. They shouldn't be allowing him to dictate terms about how his career is going to end. thinking that he is in the stratosphere of two all-time top five, and in Brady's case, top one greats. If he is a top, as you said, 25 to 30 quarterback of all time, sometimes the ending has to be uglier than you'd want it to be in terms of one team saying enough is enough. He's not even, it looks like, late stage Brett Favre, who had that mediocre year with the Jets and then found it again in Minnesota. He looks every bit and then some of his 39 years. That's what he looks like. And that's the best explanation I can give you for why a guy who used to cut it loose with one of the best arms in the league now is gun-shy about taking shots where he doesn't have the sideline as almost an extra kind of out for himself, where the ball might get intercepted. And obviously yesterday he chucks one that gets intercepted down the sideline, but if you're not going to attack the middle of the field, good night, man. You got nothing.
And you should have, with Freiermuth and Ebron and Juju in the slot, the big targets to take advantage of that.
And with Deontay Johnson even being able to work
against
Deontay
Johnson never plays inside.
But I mean, he can run inside routes and sure. He's elusive and he creates separation better than anybody. Hell, you could send Chase Claypool out there.
Chris, can I honestly...
He's 6'4", 240.
Can I honestly, the way that they built their offense around a 39-year-old quarterback, you know what it feels like to me? It honestly feels like instead of Art Rooney doing it, little Artie Rooney did it, who's a made-up Rooney family member that I just came
so
up
you have
with.
Now to explain their offensive strategy and composition. You have
little
fabricated
Artie Rooney.
You have fabricated
Chris,
a member of the Rooney
it's
family.
It's like somebody in Madden football was in franchise mode, and they said, "Oh, I want to put together the best offense with the best big name skill position players I can possibly find," and drafted and spent money on running backs, wide receivers, tight ends.
You could have just said Dan Snyder circa 2000 built this
but
team.
But it's like
then.
It's like a
fantasy team.
It's a fantasy football or a video game offensive roster. And you just completely ignore and put off and don't draft and don't spend money on offensive linemen. And you cannot do that with a 39-year-old. You can't. Even the Bucks with all of their wide receivers and now tight ends.
Hold on. I was just going to go look this up for you. They've invested picks. Tristan Wirfs, first-round pick. They've invested in that offensive line. You want to go and look at the guys that actually play for them? Like, they've tried to protect Tom Brady, essentially, is what I'm saying here. Tristan Wirfs.
Think about
Donovan Smith was the 34th overall pick in the draft out of Penn State. That's essentially a first-round level player, right? I mean, Ali Marpet, second-round pick. I think there's a pretty big difference between taking guys like in the first 60 or so picks, 65 picks, and 100 or later, don't you? They said,
yes.
They said we have the greatest quarterback of all time, and he wants to come and play for us. The one thing we know he's not is mobile, to the degree that if he actually has the pocket collapsing around him, he'll probably just go down rather than take a hit at this point. Unless he knows there's a play to be made. So what did they do? They said, we're just not going to let him get touched. And guess what? He's thrown 17 touchdowns in his last four football games, which is a career best for him. What did he throw, five yesterday?
Let me ask you this question. When was the last time Roethlisberger played what you would just describe a great game? Not like put it together in the second half in the no huddle. Not he
like
came
a start
out
to
like
finish baller game.
He came out and he played a great game.
Oh man, is it a bad sign that I already like I'm having trouble thinking of one right off the top of my head, and I'm about to dig into the old Pro Football Reference? Well,
so I think the last time he did,
he didn't do it last year at all. I don't count the Titans game.
I think he did against Cincinnati. I think he did against that very feeble. Not the game there, obviously.
No, I know
the game here. I think he was excellent from beginning to end. But that's it. And they didn't run the ball in that game. And this whole idea where you know, Najee Harris is going to be Big Ben's best friend. Not if he's getting 3 yards a carry.
He did have the highest PFF pass blocking grade on the team, Najee did yesterday, so at least he's got that going for him. Ben probably likes him
well,
for that.
He probably has the most opportunities because pass rushers are getting past their offensive linemen to get to their running back, so it's good that he's a fast learner there. Absolutely.
I'm looking back to see if I decided that's Cincinnati. I mean, 27 of 40, yeah, four touchdowns and no picks, but like, I guess when you talk to me about him playing a quote-unquote great game.
What week was that last year?
That was week 9. He played a really good one, I guess you could say, against Houston, right? Could you say that, or against Philly? 239 and three touchdowns.
Those were early in the season, though.
I know. Like, I would call them very good. You know what the last time I remember him playing a game where I was like, man, this guy is just off the charts great is the Carolina Thursday nighter. Five touchdowns, no picks. That's the last one that actually...
That would have been 2018.
2018, middle of the season. Cam Newton and those guys came in here with a good record, and the Steelers blew their doors off. And he was... But even... That was a great game. I'm not going to take anything away from 22, 25, 3, 28, and 5. I remember that game also being noteworthy, though, for I feel like guys made huge plays after the catch, too. You have to go back to that crazy stretch where he threw, what, like 14 touchdowns in three games or whatever against the Colts and the Ravens. Remember that?
Yep.
I was at that Colts game.
Oh, yeah, those were two of the best back-to-back, maybe the two best games in a row we've seen from a quarterback.
Ben Roethlisberger against Houston, Indy, and Baltimore had a stretch where he threw 14 touchdowns and no interceptions. In the Houston, Baltimore, or the Indy and Baltimore games, 12 touchdowns, no picks, and about 900 yards.
I think some of this can be, I think some of this is clearly.
That's 2014, dude.
Some of this is clearly correlated to offensive line play, but I don't think you can just pin it on the line. 17 pass attempts, 5 yards or fewer yesterday. And on deep balls, Ben was 2 of 8 with an interception.
He threw a beauty to Claypool for the 52-yarder. I mean, that was a very good ball.
Mm-hmm.
The ball that Hayward broke up, I think Jim said to us, Colony said to us last hour that it should have been caught. Maybe. If you watch that replay, though, that's a veteran play because the ball is in a place
but
where,
I think
where Casey Hayward can get it.
A physical wide receiver who's... His whole reputation is, I'm big and strong, I high point the ball and go up for it. I would expect Larry Fitzgerald to make that catch. I know that Claypool, that's, you know, putting
You're talking about the guy with the best ball skills high pointing it probably in the last 25 years there.
I know. I would expect Martavis Bryant to make that catch.
You'd be right. I mean, that was I would classify that for the record here as one of his good throws yesterday. Still, success is success or not, right? Are you getting the results that you want? Man, when we're looking at that six touchdown, back-to-back performance, that's 7 years ago. He was roughly the same age, a little older then than Derek Carr is now. He could put juice on the ball that he can't put now. His knees probably felt better than they do now. They're just, your fantasy thing, little Artie Rooney building a fantasy team, it's right. They have just completely maligned the idea or thumb their nose at the idea that if you have an immobile quarterback whose wits are his best weapon at this point, that you need to protect him. From the coach to the players, everything, all of it. They just said, nah, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Things tend to work out for us. Because you know what they're actually doing? They're in a way taking for granted and therefore subjecting to more punishment the guy that has been the reason, you know, things have gone their way. They're saying, we have Ben Roethlisberger, it'll all work out, but they're treating him like he was 15 years ago.
You know what is actually pretty disrespectful if you think about it? They got rid of Villanueva, Pouncey, DeCastro. And I would say, in the case of all three guys, they were very clearly past their prime, over the hill, mm-hmm. and not anywhere close to where they once were.
Mm-hmm.
But their strategy to replace them was pretty simple. Anybody is better. Anyone. A guy that sit on the free agent market until June. No one wanted him. He's better. He'll do the job just as well, probably better than David DeCastro. This is a blessing in disguise.
I mean, I'll concede that I felt like maybe once we knew how hurt DeCastro was, that could be the case. But here's the thing.
A guy with 4 games at center in college football right into that position. We'll put Pouncey's number on his back.
Yeah, it's the matter of pedigree here. Pouncey was a first-rounder regarded as by far the best center prospect in his class and probably a couple classes overall, right, around him. I remember when they drafted DeCastro. I don't know if you do. 2012, you were probably working with Zeiss on like a draft night special till like 2 a.m. DeCastro was regarded as one of the best guard prospects in like a decade.
He fell to them in the draft, and like even though he wasn't their plan, he was too good to pass up. Yep.
So you're taking two first-round picks who were regarded as border, not generational, but in that next tier down as prospects, pedigree-wise, and saying spare parts will be enough. Kendrick Green in any sort of just football universe, in any sane universe, is a project at center. A guy you work in, maybe he's a situational guard, he's a backup, and then you think in year two he can become a center. They're saying, oh, no, 200 snaps at Illa freaking Noy? That's enough. We're the Steelers.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder. Reminds you to text responsibly. We will take your calls, 412-928-9370. Give us your take on the Steelers' offense, play calling, quarterback, line, lack of a run game, 412-928-9370. We've got Ray Fittipaldo coming up next, another guy that was in the building that can give us his take on what happened to the Steelers yesterday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.